We got a kick around down there. Rosalie tried to pass it to Lewis. Lewis ended up kicking it out of bounds. We got the Eagles taking it out. Overcast into Marcus. Marcus taking it down. Looks like he ripped the stand. 1-3-1 zone for us. Marcus over to Gunderson on the wing. Gunderson dribble penetrate, kicking it over to Marcus for a row long two. And swish, nothing but net for Charlotte Marcus. Eagles playing in this full court press. Rookie fans a little bit trying to rush those passes. Morgan Gunderson with the steal. Eagles headed back the other way. Precious for three off the back of the iron. Rebound by Sam. Picked up the ball on the backcourt and tight D from Morgan Gunderson there. Kicking it over to Tia Lewis. Tia looks for Mary Mae Brando long and ends up going off Mary Mae's fingertips and out of bounds. We've got Overcast into Marcus again. Meeting that one. Got Mary Mae at the top. Give us ball pressure. We got Jada Bear with the steal. We're headed the other direction. Jada for a long two off the elbow there. Finds out the back of the iron. Good effort by Sierra. Really jumping out of bounds to save that ball, but unfortunately goes to people hands. A lot of New Jersey behind her on that great effort on that play. Now we got Sierra at the top. Looks like the rookies are almost switching who's at the top of this 1-3-1 zone every time they come down. Hopefully that doesn't cause too much confusion as they go throughout the game here. And those rookies just keep looking for those long passes down the floor, trying to beat this tough press coming from the Eagles here. Quite a few we've checked out of bounds in a row here.
Down by nine at this point. If you're the coach, what are you trying to instruct your players?
Slow it down. Be in control. Be in control. A lot of these passes are just skipping off and going wrong. Hey, all you guys watching live on Facebook, can you hear me all right, or is it a little messed up, or are we doing okay? As far as the Facebook thing. Okay, we got a timeout from the rookie.
All right, we are still trying to work on a little bit of audio here. We got a great picture on Facebook, and we will have live high school basketball coverage with you in mere moments. Please stay tuned. Thank you for your patience. We'll get this.
I was looking for a change of scene. You were looking at a magazine. It was red carpets and limousines. The grass seemed so much greener. All we wanted was to get there fast. So we packed up everything we had, running on hope and a tank of gas. Like dreams ain't just for dreamers. We couldn't wait to leave that life behind, trying to find salvation in that city limit sign. And one of those LA nights, when the stars come out, oh, the stars come out and shine. And they burn so bright, they drown the downtown lights. When the stars come out, oh, when the stars come out. Everybody, somebody, someday, everybody's got a part to play. Everybody's trying to find a way to say what needs saying. Everybody's got a friend of a friend, somebody that can get you in.
We got a score of 6-15 here with the Eagles leading. We got Marcus bringing the ball down, looking for Cromer on the baseline, has to kick it back out to Gunderson at the top. Now we got Cromer in the short corner, out to Kamenunga, up to Overcash, who looks for three, and misses the rim, by goes long on that one. Mary Mae Brandle with the rebound. We're headed back down. We got Summer Walsh checking in for the Eagles here. Again, sorry for the spotty coverage here. We're trying to figure out all our audio issues. Summer Walsh inbounding to Charlotte Marcus, who will bring it down the floor again for the Lady Eagles, meeting that 1-3-1 again with Jalen Brandle at the top. Kind of a collapsed 1-3-1, staying back below the three-point line. We got a steal from Sierra Rosilli, headed the other direction, kicking it over to Brandle, back to Rosilli. Sierra for a long two. Looks like that one got tipped, so she didn't get any of the basket on that one. Mary Mae with a great effort on the rebound, but tipping it back in into Eagle hands. We got Summer Walls bringing the ball down, slowing it down to give her team a chance to get down there. Walls kicking it over to Marcus for a long three, who planks it off the back. Rosilli with the rebound. We got Wilson bringing it down, looking for Jalen Brandle down low. Jalen going up for an easy layup for 2 points. Walls into Marcus. Marcus bringing it down for us again. Take those out. Take them out. All right, we got Charlotte Marcus going for three again. We got a rookie rebound. It looks like Wilson traveled there. All the Eagles thought so, too. We got a couple skip passes going on. We got Mary Mae from way beyond the arc trying to bank it off the backboard there. Ended up getting her own rebound after it bounced off a few different hands. We got Jalen Brandle hollering out Rivera's name. Rivera thinking they were running something a little different, so Jalen ends up chucking it straight out of bounds. There was no hands on that one.
Trying to bank it off the backboard there. Ended up getting her own rebound after it bounced off a few different hands. We got Jalen Brandle hollering out Rivera's name. Rivera thinking they were running something a little different, so Jalen ends up chucking it straight out of bounds. There was no hands on that one. Sounds like we got our audio just figured out, so thank you guys for hanging in. We got Malia Overcash bringing the ball down, beating Jalen again, kicks it out to Kamenunga on the wing, back into Malia Overcash on the block, who's fighting for position down there, and goes up to two, right over Lewis and Wilson. Great work down there, Malia Overcash. The rookies are rushing through their zone again, getting it down to Brandle.
Hey, keep stats for me.
We got a score of 10-17 with the Eagles in the lead. We got Kamenunga bringing the ball down. Kicking it over to Summer Walls on the wing. Summer looking for three. Makes it in, but it goes right out. looks like Lou is going to come up with that rebound, but it bounced around a little bit, and it got Sierra bringing it down. Over to Lewis, down to Jalen Brandt, over to Russell.
Finish.
They say love is more precious than gold. It can't be bought and it can't be sold.
Sorry about that. Left a little bit of the halftime murmuring over the air. So we have got a little bit of the audio figured out, and then I just dropped the ball. My apologies. So I think we're all taking turns on learning this evening. We will be back here in just a few more moments and bring you the second half of the Rookies and the Lady Eagles live from King Cove. What do we got here? What was that track? Notice Me by SZA.
Right now, either way, I'm buzzing through tonight with you. Top down, gonna see this beat away to you. Yes, sir, when you see me, put that thing like all of this and more when you bought me. All of this and jewels around you. Long as you got me, I don't wanna be your girlfriend. I'm just trying to be your person. I don't need to be your girl. I'm cool with just being your person. Stay on my mind, I can't regret no time spent with the cheap you be spitting, I'll provide the mood. This cool bitch, you be jocking me for all my jewels. Damn, then hit a deal on your mind. I understand, man. Sit on this and boy, finna take me a ride to the shore now. Finna sign me some lines, need insurance.
Back with the ladies' game here in just a moment. How about Tennessee Fan by Morgan Wallen?
Since we pulled out a win, I loaded the truck down with beer, drove down to watch them do it again. And they did, so we went to the bar right after. Met a girl with a houndstooth print of her chapter on her shirt, and it turned into talking all night. She came back with me across the Ball State line. Guess the joke's on Alabama, 'cause they lost big this time. I got the number one pick, Bonnie Redlift, brought her over to the other side. A little deep side bent to gamble, done found a smoking mountain man. Yeah, she was raised real tight till the day she died, but ever since that night, she's been a Tennessee fan. About as high as you could go, you could still see Tuscaloosa from there. And all them girls back home say, how could you love them? All them boys probably hate me for taking her from Lord knows her mom and daddy dog would drop if they heard her singing in a little bracket top. It's a joke from Alabama, 'cause they lost big this time. I got the number one pick, Bonnie Redlift, brought her over to the smoking mountain man. Yeah, she was raised real tight till the day she died, but ever since that night, she's been a Tennessee fan.
Looking for three going off the front of the rim there and right out of bounds, so it'll be rookies basketball. Looks like the Eagles are going to stay in a pretty tight man. Looks like Marine got lost there a little bit. Picking it up in front of the half is Tia Lewis, getting a lucky pass over to Rivera Wilson, who finds Mary Mae Brandle out on the long wing. Doing a lot of dribbling, not really going anywhere. Kicks it back to her sister, Jaylin. Jaylin looks like she's setting up the offense here. We got a four low situation. Jaylin trying to run off the screen, looking for Tia inside. That pass gets picked off by Malia Sierra with a good... trying to pick it off right back. We had a little... It looks like Malia accidentally landed on Sierra's ankle there. Sierra did a good job jumping right back up and getting that loose ball, but she is taking herself out of the game right now. It looks like we got a 30-second injury timeout. We got Brooke Gilbert checking into the game for Sierra here. Hopefully Sierra's all right with that ankle. Looks like just landed a little funny on it. Both coaches getting a 30-second timeout and talking to their teams here. We will see. There's any changes with these teams coming out. Looks like Sandpoint's still staying in the full court press. See what else we are dealt on defense here. With that injury timeout, we got the rookies taking the ball out here. They'll still get it back. Mary Mae Brandle inbounding it to her sister Jalen. Jalen driving down on the right side, staying outside the arc, trying to go behind her back, battling with Marcus down there in the corner, kicking it out to Vera on the wing, back to Brandle. Jalen Brandle bringing it back to the top. Jalen trying to dribble, drive. We're going to have a foul on Charlotte Marcus. Looks like she's kind of leaning on Jalen as Jalen tried to drive by her there. Just have to leave it up. We got Mary Mae finding Wilson on the wing. Wilson dribbling down in the corner. Got a one-on-one, her and Morgan Gunnarsson trying to drive by. Morgan Gunnarsson on the baseline. She gets by, puts up a shot, banks it in for two. Morgan Gunnarsson had a good position there. I'm not sure how Vera snuck by her on the baseline there. Great work by both players. Got the rookie staying in a 1-3-1. Overcash looks finding Kamenong on the wing. Down to Morgan, who does the same thing that was just under her, drives that baseline and puts it up for two. We got a score of 19-16 with the Eagles still in the lead. Rookies looking for Brooke Gilbert. Another miscommunication there because it was thrown at the back of her head, so she ducked and covered. We got the Eagles taking it back. The rookie's taking it back. The Eagles taking it back. The rookie's taking it back. We are going back and forth here. Charlotte Marcus ends up with the ball on the block under her own basket and puts it in for two. We got Brandle inbound to Brandle. We got two Brandles trying to take on three Eagles here. Mary Mae gets past a few of them, driving down. We're in the short corner area, throwing up a shot. Not sure she totally looked on that one. Missed off the front of the rim there. We got Kamenong bringing the ball down. Tyler. Overcash on the wing with the ball. Getting it over to Gunderson, down to Marcus in the corner. Oh, already used her dribble. Thought that'd be a double dribble, but she takes it in for an easy two. Goes right around her defender. Got the Eagles still trying to press here, putting a lot of pressure on those guards, and we get a turnover. Jalen getting her dribble picked off by Malia. Malia kicks it over to Charlotte. Charlotte goes up for two and misses, but gets her own rebound. Pulls the ball back out, getting that offense set up, kicking it out to Morgan on the wing, who finds Missy Marine down low. Missy has to kick it back out to Malia for a very long two. Had her toe on the line there. Whoa. She missed that long, too. Looks like a rebound by Kamenonga, and then Tia Lewis really swung her arm and made the most of that foul. So we are sending Kamenonga to the line for two. Tia picking up her second foul. Looks like it was a foul on the floor instead, so instead of Precious going to the line, we are going to be taking the ball out on the baseline. We got Stubbs wanting to come in. Got a little miscommunication here since we're not sure if she was shooting or not. And we are sending Precious right back to the line for her first shot. Final conclusion there was that she was going up for a shot when Lewis got that foul. And her first one's good. Now we got some subs coming in. We got Sierra Rosilli. That ankle must be doing all right. Coming back in for the rookies. We got Mia Cromer and Summer Walls coming back in for the Eagles. We have in Morgan and hopefully somebody else will break. They got six of them out there. And Summer might be going in for the shooter. She came right back out. Pressure's going up for a second one here. Score is 24-16 Eagles. Precious. Oh, almost getting that second one, but it comes right out. We got Rivera Wilson with the rebound, taking it down. Finding Sierra Rosilli in the middle floor. Over to Jalen on the wing. Jalen trying to dribble drive. And Jalen draws a foul as she tries to dribble drive pass. Oh, looks like Charlotte was pushing on her hip there. Now we got Summer going into the game. It was, in fact, for Precious. So Precious is going to get a little break here. We got Charlotte with two fouls, Malia with two fouls. And the rookies taking the ball out underneath their own basket. That's some sort of stack set up. Out to Tia in the little bit past the short corner there, and it banks off the back of the rim and out. Mary Mae Brandle with the rebound, giving it over to her sister, that senior point guard, Jalen Brandle. Jalen driving it in, making it all the way to the basket, putting up, is trying to float her shot over, Malia overpass. Rebound by Tia Lewis, who puts it right back in. So we got Marcus taking the ball down. In that 1-3-1 zone again. Very compressed 1-3-1 zone here. Not a lot of work at the high post going on. Kamenonga gets the ball all the way into that high post. We got another jump ball. with Roast Chili and Overcash, and it will be Eagles ball again here. A lot of hard work from these girls here. You can tell they know each other, but you can also tell they want to compete against each other. Overcash inbound to Marcus. Marcus trying to dribble drive, keeping it on the perimeter. Over to Overcash, back to Marcus, who looks for three. In and out there. Two Summer Walls on the elbow, misses hers. Sierra Rosalie with the rebound. We got Mary Mae Brandle bringing the ball down. We got about 4 minutes left in the third quarter here. 24-18 is the score. We got Mary Mae Brandle setting up the offense for the rookies. A little pressure from Overcash. We got a count on. Count's going on and off here. And Mary Mae Brandle drives all the way down and is able to put in a layup for two. Got a score of 20-24 with the Eagles still in the lead. Marcus bringing the ball down. Oh, we got Mr. Marine finally giving some action at the high post. Coming up for that screen, it looks like she was still moving quite a bit on that screen, so Misty is going to pick up a foul on that one. And the rookie's taking the ball out here. Trying to... Jalen finds Tia Lewis down on the block. Tia puts it in for an easy two right over the hands of an Eagle defender. We got our point guard, Marcus, bringing it down. We got a two-point game here. Jalen giving some ball pressure out to Marine on the elbow. Misty trying to drive in. That ball got knocked away. She ends up tipping it down to Mia Cromer in the corner. Mia trying to dribble out of this trap and gets it out to Marcus. Summer Walls for a long three, and it goes out and hits the wire on the basket. So we got to call that one out. We got Gunderson and Tamananga coming back in the game for Cromer and Overcash. Got the Eagles in a full court press here. Rookie's trying to recover, get some help. That T in the middle of the floor, that's right where you want the ball to get on a press. We had Mary Mae open on the backside, but we missed her. Sierra Rosalie driving in, finding Tia inside. Looks like Tia almost traveled there, got rid of it just in time. Mary Mae from mid-range, she puts it in for two. Banks it right in there. We got a tie ball game here. We got 24-24 in the third quarter here. We got about a little over 2 minutes left. Looks like these rookies are gaining a little confidence here. Morgan looking for a very long two. Coming up short, didn't get any of the basket there. We got a rebound, and we're headed the other way. Jalen looking for Tia, but throws it right to the hands of Summer Walls. Summer Walls taking off the other way, and man, is she quick. Ball bouncing around here off quite a few different sets of hands. Tamananga looking for three off the back of the iron. Long rebound, Tamananga ends up with it. Gunderson going inside. Ball tipped around. Down to Marine on the block. And it looks like Misty spent a little bit too much time in the key. We got a 3 second call, and rookie's taking the ball out with that full court Eagle press. Got a kid on the floor. We got to clean, got to get him out of there before. I think we had one that wanted to go play with his aunties out there. Sierra tries to inbound to Jalen. Got tipped away, but Jalen does come away with it. Got tipped away by Marine. Now going the other direction. We got Marcus going uncontested for an easy two. Rookie still going a little too quickly through that press, going for a long pass here. Eagles not getting back quite in time. Mary Mae for a very long two, way beyond the arc. No one in front of her could have driven in there. Ball bounces around. Mary Mae ends up with the rebound. Tia Lewis on the wing. Sierra dribbling in right above the free throw line. Banks one off the back of the iron. Morgan Gunderson with the rebound. Charlotte Mike is bringing it down. We have a score of 24-26. Eagles edging the rookies out here. 1 minute left in the third quarter. Marcus tries to find Summer Walls on the wing. Ends up going off of Summer Walls' hands and out of bounds. We got Overcash coming back in for Summer. Rosalie trying to inbound the ball to Jalen Brandle here. Jalen getting a lot of pressure from Marcus there. Takes one dribble and picks it up. Jalen finds Sierra easily. But Tia looking for Lewis in the middle. Sierra looking for Tia Lewis in the middle, ends up throwing it off of Misty's hands, and we got Precious bringing the ball down for us. Charlotte from the corner, and she puts it in for three. We have a score of 29-24 here. A lot of pressure from the Eagles there, but Marcus picking up another foul here. Uh, Sierra inbound to Jalen Brandle. Jalen looking long for her sister, Mary May. Mary May taking a dribble drive, attacking the basket, and putting it in for two. All right, past Morgan there. Morgan is right where she needed to be. Mary May getting a floater shot over those hands. Charlotte over to Morgan. Down to Misty on the block. Misty doing some work inside. Trying to put up a nice shot there. It looks like she got fouled, maybe by Rivera Wilson. We'll see what ref Joe Calver has to say here. Ends up being on Sierra Rosilli. Rosilli picking up her second foul, sending Misty to the line. Got 19 seconds left here, and Eagles up by three. Misty, first one off the front of the iron and out. We got Summer Walls coming right back in. Or Charlotte, giving Charlotte a quick break. Misty going for her second try here. It's up and off the back of the iron again. We got Morgan Gunderson with a rebound. 15 seconds here. Summer Walls forgot which way we're going, and she's recovered quickly. Morgan driving it inside, kicking it out to Kamenanga, who goes for a mid-range two. 31-26, 5 seconds left. See what the rookies do here. Turn it over. Overcash going in. Final second. And she gets fouled by Jalen Brandle as she goes up. Great work by Malia to play all the way to the buzzer there. I think Jalen thought she got all ball, but it looks like there was a little bit of body there on that foul. Jalen picking up her second foul as well. Oh, we got Overcash at the end of the quarter shooting some free throws here for us. First one is off the back of the iron. Yeah, she does on her second attempt here. See if this one can go in. She looks up. Nothing but net. We got a score of 32-26 at the end of the third quarter here. We got a real barn burner here. We're going to see if the rookies can make a comeback here with this six-point deficit. The start of the fourth quarter, it will be rookies basketball. Let's see if they can come out with a quick bucket and keep fighting back in this game. A lot of great effort from these girls. You can tell these teams have both played a lot together. They know each other. They know how each other works. It's fun to see what they can do together. About eight Eagles, got just about as many rookies, a few rookies that I know just haven't quite got enough practices yet because of travel over the holidays and whatnot. It'll be interesting to see as we get more players out there how these two teams match up. It'll be nice to have the Eagles back over here along with the new Halen Malamute and the new Stewiak Eagles for the Peter Pan tip-off next weekend. Again, we would like to thank KSDP for getting all these fans into this game today. That is much appreciated by the community. And it's nice to see these fans nice and full. I know we went through a lot of days with this gym being empty. It's good to see everybody back out there. All right, for the rookies, we have Jalen Brandle, Mary Mae Brandle, Rivera Wilson, Tia Lewis, and Sierra Rosilli. For the Eagles, we got Misty, Morgan, Malia, Summer, and Precious. A lot of M's on that on that Eagles team. I don't know how Coach Schaefer does it. We got Mary Mae Brandle taking the ball out into her sister, Jalen. Jalen bringing it down, getting some pressure from Summer Walls. Screened by her sister. Out to Mary Mae on the wing. Mary Mae putting it up for three. Not a lot of arc on that shot. She snuck that one right in, but nothing but net. We got a score of 32-29. Mary Mae trying to keep her team in this. Over to Summer Walls on the wing, getting some pressure from Mary Mae Brandle. To Morgan at the top, and we are getting a backcourt violation. Pass went off Morgan's hand, and she had to try to dive back over half court for it, but didn't quite get there. Put a foot down and tipped that ball. So, rookie's ball here. Rosilli into Jalen Brandle. Jalen again getting some pressure from Summer Walls. Screen from her sister. Mid-range two off the front of the iron. Rebound by Gunderson, and we're headed the other direction. Morgan bringing the ball down, looking around for a teammate. Over to Precious for a three from the top. Plays off the backboard, off the iron, and ends up in the hands of Malia. Malia looking for Misty down low, but ends up passing it right to Sierra. Sierra finds Jalen. Jalen goes up for two and misses that layup. We got Malia headed the other direction in a hurry. Misty being there to help her out. Misty for an easy two, going up with her right hand on the left side. Misses that one. We got Rivera Wilson with the rebound, but we end up with a jump ball. Two Eagles surrounding our little freshman, Rivera Wilson, there. and it will be Eagles ball under their own basket. Charlotte coming in for Summer Walls. I'm sure with his hard and fast summer run, she does need a break. Coming on and taking the ball out, finds Marcus in the corner. Charlotte for a long three. Hits it off the top of the backboard, ends up going out. Ball's in the hands of Jalen Brando, who's on a fast break. Morgan Gunderson chasing her down, and Jalen ends up losing control of the basketball, missing her shot, kicking it out to Sierra Chili for three, and we have a tie ball game, 32-32 with 6.5 in the fourth. Charlotte bringing the ball down. Charlotte trying to get past Jalen there. Jalen losing her balance. The Lee on the wing, down to Misty on the block, out to Gunderson in the corner. Gunderson for three, and she sinks it. We got 35-32. Eagles staying in that press and getting a turnover. Charlotte tipping it away, getting it over to Overcash. Overcash driving in hard and getting fouled by one of our rookies. Sierra Rosilli coming away with her third foul, I believe. That's three for Sierra. We got 6 minutes left here. We'll see if Coach Brayden Brando leaves her in. Looks like he's going to Malia, going for her first shot here. Malia's first one is good. Nothing but net. Nice swish. Getting a high five from her teammate, Misty, there. Getting a good teammate there. We got a score of 36-32 with the Eagles in the lead. 6 minutes, 15 seconds left here in the fourth. Malia's second one. Almost good. Looks like we got a lane violation on the rookies, so Malia will get another shot at that last free throw. Malia tries again. This one bangs around and falls through. Now it's tough in a lane violation and then giving up a bucket. Jalen Brando found P in the middle of the floor, who got some tough pressure from Morgan Gunderson and ended up turning it over, finding Charlotte down on the block. I thought she was going to draw a foul from Jalen Brando there. Ends up being kicked around. We got another foul. The foul is on Mary Mae Brando this time, her third one, and sending Malia Overcash back to the line. Number 25, foul number 25 here. Malia looking for her first one. It's up. Off the side of the rim there. Hopefully she makes an adjustment here. Malia number 25 now. Well, I'm not sure what her number is going to be once they get those new jerseys in. Curious to see them. Malia looking for her next one here. It is nothing but net, though, since we didn't get iron there. Got to blow that whistle. It'll be rookie's basketball. Taking it out is Sierra Rosilli. Whole crowd's trying to remind the rookies that they are getting pressed, so they need some more help. It's tough when it's that Charlotte Marcus. She works hard here, and she's giving Jalen a run for her money. Jalen's working just as hard, trying to get the ball in. It looks like the rookies might need a little more help to break this press. But they're going to just try to run this same little cut. And, oh, luckily we found Jalen over the top of Charlotte Marcus there. Jalen down to her sister Mary Mae on the long wing. Mary Mae trying to drive past Overcash. Mary Mae able to draw a foul from Overcash. Looked like she was riding her hip a little bit. Looks like some pretty good movement from Malia. Maybe just a little bit too much contact. I know refs are always looking for that arm on the hip, and it looks like that's what Malia got called for there. Malia. Looks like it might be her first. Oh, sorry. Sorry, that's Malia's third. Ball into Mary Mae Brandel, trying to drive down underneath the basket there. Tried to pass it to Tia Lewis. Got tipped off a Eagles hand. So we are staying rookies basketball underneath the rookies basket down here. The score is 37-32 with the Eagles in the lead. Rookies running an interesting inbound play into Jalen Brandel, over to Mary Mae Brandel, who brings it up top. Mary Mae trying to dribble through all this traffic, throws up a shot. Looks like she didn't quite look at the basket, rushed that one, so it bounces around, ends up in Sierra's hands. Sierra passing it back to Mary Mae on the block. Mary Mae going up for an easy two. We got Malia Overcash looking like she needs a sub here. Not a lot of timeouts called in this game, so I wonder if Coach Schaefer will take one here soon to get Summer in there and get Coach Schaefer trying to call a timeout here. There we go. I think we all know Schaefer. Sometimes her voice just isn't heard. Her soft, sweet voice. We know she means well, and we all laughed at her jumping up and down just trying to call a timeout. So Coach Schaefer gets that 30-second timeout. Looks like Overcash is going to get a break, and Summer Walls back into the game. We have a score of 37-34 in the fourth quarter here. We got 5 minutes, 20 seconds, 26 seconds left during this 30-second timeout. Mary Mae Brandle right now with 15 points for the Rookies. Talk about a force to be reckoned with. As a sophomore, too, it's always good to see that from an underclassman. We could probably say the same about, yeah, and I was exactly right. Charlotte Marcus has just as many points. Charlotte's got 15. So Mary Mae and Charlotte got about half of their team's points here. Two underclassmen that are really shining tonight. Coach Britton Brandle reminding his rookies that they're on defense, reminding them where they go. Coming on into Marcus. Marcus bringing it down. A little bit of pressure from Jalen Brandle over to Precious, back to Charlotte up top. Over to Summer, reversing the ball here, finding Misty on the block. Good reversal. Back out to Summer in the corner. Summer looking for three. Off the iron and back out. Ends up in Charlotte Marcus's hands. Charlotte getting some pressure from Jalen Brandle again at the top of this 1-3-1 zone. Over to Precious on the wing. Precious trying to dribble through some. Looks like Precious is looking to kick it back out to Summer Walls. Summer was not quite where Precious thought she was going to be when she turned around. Rostilli into Jalen Brandle. Jalen finds a tee in the middle of the floor, right where he wanted. She finds Jalen headed the other way. Mary Mae. Sorry, we found tee in the middle of the floor. Who found Mary Mae down on our end, down on the rookie's end. Mary Mae drove in. Going for a layup, got fouled by Mia Cromer. Cromer picking up her first. Mary Mae going to the line for two here. The first one is off the front of the iron. That's for a 37-34 still here. Fourth quarter, just under 5 minutes left to play. Mary Mae for her second one. And this one goes in, put it at 35-37. We got a two-point game. The Eagles just in a little bit of a lead. Rookies hustling back on defense. Precious finding Summer in the short corner. Summer bringing the ball back out. A little bit too much traffic in there. Charlotte at the top, looking for three. Misses that one. Back in the hands of Cromer. Trying to get a pass to Marcus, but picked off by Jalen Brandle. Looked like she carried a little bit there. She must have been doing all right. Jalen goes up for a layup, misses it. Down to her sister, Mary Mae, who tries for a putback. And on Mary Mae's second putback, she puts it in. We have a tie game, 37-37. 4:20 left to play. Charlotte over to Summer on the wing. Summer getting some pressure from Mary Mae there. Got a skip pass over to Precious. Precious looking for Mia down low, but picked off by Sierra. We're going the other way. Oh, and Precious getting some hands on it. We're trying to rush those passes again, and the rookies get it just over the head of Jalen Brandle. But the effort's there. These girls are working hard. We got Morgan Gunderson back in the game, Malia Overcash back in the game, and it looks like our young ones, Precious and Mia, are getting a rest with their teammates on the bench. All right, we got Charlotte bringing the ball down. Charlotte going off the screen, trying to dribble, penetrate. Ooh, barely finds Misty on the block. Misty going to work on the block, looking for two, doesn't quite get it. Some good defense by Sierra and Rivera there. Rookies going long, getting Mary Mae down on the block. Mary Mae puts it up for two, and the rookies take the lead. Full timeout called by Coach Sarah Schaefer here. And these core group of rookies, we got Jalen, Tia, Sierra, Mary Mae. They've played together quite a bit. They got a lot of floor time last year with some of those upperclassmen that we had last year. So it's good to see them working real hard together out there. We got Coach Brayden Brandle drawing up something on his board down there. We'll see coming out of the timeout what he has for us. We have a score of 39-37 with the rookies in the lead. Looks like the rookies finally, all those first game nerves have kind of settled down, and they are settling into this game, and they are giving the Eagles a run for their money. Let's see if they can hang on to this lead as we play the last 3.5 minutes of this game. So it's good to have these exciting games. Girls learn a lot during these. The crowd loves getting into it. Got a lot of young ones here, old ones. We got everybody in between who's all into this game. Got a little pep club section trying to get some cheers going for these teams here. But, man, these girls are working hard. Got a lot of red faces out there. We'll see if they still have enough gas left in the tank for these last 3.5 minutes. We got Eagles ball in the backcourt. Looks like Overcash is going to inbound it to Marcus. Ricky's still not putting any full court pressure on or three-quarter court pressure there, staying back in the half court. Jalen finally coming up a little bit above the arc, but keeping it mainly in that arc. They're defending the den. We got Gunderson looking for Maureen down low. Looks like she needed one more dribble, picked it up a little bit too early. It goes off Maureen's fingertips and out of bounds. Precious coming back in for Summer. Still full court pressure from these Eagles. Man, that is impressive. The full court press the entire game. Rosilli finds Jalen. Jalen going around. Some underclassmen there looking for Mary May on the long wing. Mary May going up for three, getting nothing but net on the outside of the net. Mary May Brando, this is her specialty. She just drew a charge from Charlotte Marcus, number three. That'll mean Marcus is picking up her third. But Mary May, man, she's a worker, and she's good at getting in that position. I know a lot of people think feet got to be set for a charge, but not necessarily. Mary May was playing great defense, and Charlotte tried to go through her. Something that you have to learn the hard way. Great position by Mary May here. We got Jalen with the ball at the top. Little bit of chaos here. Rookie's got... they had a couple girls wide open down in the block. Just got it into the block. But Rivera Wilson got a three-second call. So we got to be headed the other way. We still have a score of 39-37 with 3 minutes, just under 3 minutes left to play here. Marcus bringing it down, finding Morgan on the wing. Down to Overcash in the corner. Overcash looking for a real long two. Misses the basket there. Rosilli with the rebound. Up to Jalen. We got Brandel. Brandel over to Mary May. Mary May trying to go up for two. Looks like she more just lost control of the ball. I think the crowd maybe wanted a foul on Gunderson there, but looked like Mary May just lost the ball. Great hustle by Morgan to get back there and get some defense. 2.5 minutes left with Marcus bringing the ball down. Charlotte over to Malia. Malia down in the corner with it. Back to Charlotte. Switching over to Precious. Precious trying to bank in a three, and she does. That puts the Eagles up by one. 40-39. 2:15 left to play. Jalen looking for Lewis over the middle and throws it long. It looked like Tia thought that pass was intended for somebody else, so she let that one go. Morgan Gunderson picks it up. Ball bounced around a little bit there. Looks like it went off of a rookie. The Eagles will be taken out underneath their own basket. Got Marcus to inbound the ball. Marcus finds Overcash in the corner, who already uses a dribble. Morgan down, back down to Charlotte in the corner. Charlotte puts another three down, back to back. We got a score of 43-39. Eagles up by four. Mary May Brandel trying to drive in. Oh, pushed off a little bit. Unfortunately, getting a little payback there. Mary May had her her off end there, pushed off on Misty, so she drew a charge. So Mary May picks up a charge, picking up her fourth foul here. So Mary May's got under 2 minutes. See if she can stay in this ball game. Got the ball down in the short corner to Morgan. Back up top to Charlotte. Over to Malia. See if the Eagles try to kill the clock here with this lead that they have. See how the Eagles respond. Precious for a mid-range two. Bounces around. Tia end up with the rebound. Kicking it out to Mary May. Mary May dribbled off her own foot. Luckily, Rosilli's there to pick it up. Rosilli getting some pressure from Precious, and Coach Braden Brandel calling a quick timeout. Let's see what he can draw up. We got 1 minute and 21 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The score is 39-43. We got these Eagles making a comeback, going up by four. Again, we got a real exciting game here. Good to see these girls working so hard. The next Eagles foul will send the rookies to the line. The next rookies foul will put the Eagles in the bonus. So that always adds to this end-of-the-game excitement. What's going to happen when people start fouling, we start sending girls to the line, looking to get the ball back and go back the other way. We'll see if that's rookie strategy here or if they're going to play some tight defense and get a turnover. We'll see what they are up to after they take their offensive possession here. They got a two-possession game here. Got Mary May with 20 now. Six rebounds. Getting those rebounds really does help add points on as well. All right, for the rookies, we have Sierra, Jalen, Rivera, Mary May, and Tia Lewis back out there. Eagles have Malia, Morgan, Misty, and then we got Precious and Charlotte as well. All right, 1:20 left to play here. A lot of pressure coming from Charlotte. Charlotte not wanting to pick up a foul. Dylan trying to dribble around, going around different Eagles there, kicking it over to Rivera on the opposite. Short corner, over to Pia. Pia puts it in for two. So we have 41-43. Eagles up by two with a minute left. See if they kill the clock or if they try to get some insurance here. Fighting Overcast wide open on the wing. Tries to put it in. Rolls out. Jalen Brandle with the rebound. Kind of picks up her dribble there. Kicks it back to Sierra Rosilli. Sierra getting the ball down into the offensive side of the floor. Mary May trying to go up for two. Rolls out the front of the rim. Misty with the rebound. Pia causing a jump ball. This ball will stay. Rookie's ball. And great effort by these girls. A lot of heart, a lot of hustle out there. These first games are hard when you're still getting your conditioning down. Rookie's still setting up in this interesting stack they got going. Running the opposite way. Jalen Brandle in this short corner. Pulling the ball out. Going for three. Almost ties the game up there. Rebound by Morgan Gunderson. Almost, Tia Lewis almost picked up another foul there, swinging from the back. But we got Charlotte bringing the ball down. We got Sarah Schaefer again trying to call those timeouts. We got Joe Calvert, our ref, telling Sarah the same thing he used to tell me last year, calling timeouts. And you guys do so much yelling, we're not sure when you're yelling to us and when you're yelling at your girls. But the Eagles, up by two, 23 seconds left. They will have the ball on their end of the floor. Let's see if the rookies try to foul here or if they just try to deny on this rebound. Let's see what Coach Schaefer comes up with here. Looks like she is asking him to tee the ball up and protect the basketball so it's not to give it away, not to have a turnover. Try to eventually end up on the free throw line. At 23.9 seconds as we got Overcash, looking like she will probably inbound the ball to Marcus here. Into Marcus, and we have 22 seconds left to play. Just killing the clock here. There's no count on. Jalen trying to add a lot of pressure here. Back out to Gunderson. Looks like they are just going to kill the clock here. We got 12 seconds. 10 seconds. The Eagles still with the ball. Kicking it back out to Kamenanga. Over to Gunderson. 5 seconds left. It does not look like the rookies are trying to foul. Over to Precious, who puts it up last 2 seconds, looking for an extra three. And that is the game. We have the Eagles 43, the rookies 41. One heck of a ball game for these girls. It'll be interesting to see them back here tomorrow morning and see how they do. Great game. Very exciting game. I think everybody's heart in here is pumping. It's great to see them working hard and having that close game. Thank you again to KSCP for having us on the radio and for getting fans into this game. Special shout out to Mr. Nathan. He was our wrestling coach and he's helping out with our live stream here. And the lovely Mr. Daniels, who got roped into helping us with stats and keeping us straight up here. It's good to have all this staff support. It's really good for the kids. Great game, girls. Thank you again, KSCP, and we will see you tomorrow morning.